Guest on our program today, we've got Dr. Pam Dodge, Superintendent for Ogden and United School Districts. Pam, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, the sun's shining today, right?
Sun's shining. It's February. You know, we're rolling along. You only have till the end? Wow, I'm guessing you guys are done with school, hopefully, with no more snow days. maybe
hopefully in May, end of May.
Yeah. So we're making it there. We're getting there pretty good. And that's one of the things, most school boards, this is the time of the year when you start seeing more school boards starting to, well, obviously you got budget coming. That's a whole thing we'll talk about, but, you're starting to look for that next school year.
I just can't believe all the things that we're in the middle of starting the pieces for. The school calendar, we haven't approved our school calendar. We're starting that conversation here in both districts, and obviously we'll set our hearing and approve that after we have significant staff input. And, you know, negotiations is coming. We're going to try to get teacher contracts out, you know, around that mid-March deadline. That's the soonest you can do it. I believe it's like March 15th. Staffing plans. We've had a significant amount of teachers that will retire from Ogden this year, which is wonderful for them, but we're going to have some big shoes to backfill, so principals are starting to chase those details, and our staffing plans coming together, so a lot of strategic things happening right now.
Yeah, it is because when districts do things like allow the early retirement, and you guys did this year, it's not every year. Again, it's what's going to best fit your business model and what you need to do. But this year you did have a number. I remember a couple of years ago for Ogden, you had 7-8. Long time teachers that left. And again, you're about the same position this year with a number of long time staff members.
That's right.
Oh, well, at least I don't have to help search for them. That's good.
The principal's work is never done, is it?
No, it is not. It is not. Of course, the big thing that happened for the Ogden District the beginning of January was they did find somebody to replace you. Now, you did let them know well in advance, so it gave them time to do their search.
I did. I knew that I wanted to retire in June at the end of the school year, and so I let them know in October so that November we could start planning for that. And I will tell you that there's not a lot of candidates out there in the state right now. I think when we were doing our search, there were 22 open superintendent searches happening across the state. And so we were happy with our candidate pool. We got a great candidate. He's coming to us with experience from, well, first of all, his name's Joshua Hewer Hire. I know you guys have announced that on your station, but get his name out there. He's been up in the district a few times. He and I are starting to meet on some transitional things. But, I mean, he's worked in Johnston, Waukee, Saydell, Winterset. That's where he spent the balance of his career. He's been a building administrator at the middle level, secondary level in a couple of different districts. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, his skill set really closely aligns with our next level of work in Ogden. So the board's pretty excited about him, the administrative team, the teachers and parents and community members that have been able to meet him. So I'm pretty excited about that.
I know that, one of the things, and when they start the process, like all boards do, they kind of put together what are we looking for? What kind of skill sets do we have? Where are we going next? That sort of thing. And I think all three of the candidates you had shown those opportunities. So, pretty good.
Well, that's right. And, you know, the board, the last time they did a search was 5 years ago, and they had a different set of priorities. We were about ready to take the front off of a building, and we had some significant construction, and we were just in a different place. And so I just really appreciate their thoughtful conversation about what are our priorities and pushing academic achievement and high level of opportunities for all kids is at our forefront. And so I think we think we found somebody that's going to be able to continue that work.
Of course, you get to sit back and watch this whole thing.
I'm actually retiring. Can you believe it?
Well, it's I know the transition work will be going on, and that's one of the things that you have to keep working on. So we did have, of course, during our regular business that came up, because you do have plenty of that going, you do have a few things that are going on as far as, again, some of the building things, trying to get those completed and brought back up. Again, typical kinds of things that we have for any kind of facility, and you still have a few of those you're working on.
We do. We've had a long list for about 2 years of things that we need to add into our new gymnasium. And so that list has been created by, facilities members over time. And so we are finally at a position where it's time to, start adding some of those things in. So we did that. Obviously, we're reviewing policy. We review policy almost every board meeting and try to, stay current on that. And we believe we're closing on the Howe property. We've done all the legal pieces that we've needed to over the last several board meetings to formally finish the sale of that property. And so a developer that has intent of putting lots of homes in that area is taking that over. And so that'll be nice. I mean, that's been a five-year conversation. What are we going to do with Howe? Yep. And then it's what are we going to do with the Howe property? So we've had that conversation the whole time I've been here.
And you were fortunate. You really found somebody that wanted to do residential development. All Iowa Homes made the offer and had already done a preliminary plat for the city council. So those are all things you had asked. I mean, the board had already asked to take steps in that direction.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's good for us. You know, that's good for our school when we're, continuing to try to build more homes and bring more families to town.
So one of the things I gotta ask, because I knew this was coming, when the city did their interview for the new police chief to replace McBailey, who'd been there for decades, and then they hired Ethan Bailey, who, by the way, starts on the 1st of February, believe it or not. But I know he came out of the school resource officer program here in Boone, and that's one of the things he had told the council he was interested in doing, and I know they've approached the school about that as well.
Right. We were approached to just see if we would consider that. You know, what is our need here? Obviously, previously, we did not have an SRO, but we still had a very active presence and support from the community with the retiring officer and other officers. And so we have a very strong partnership with that department, and they support us on lots of different things. So I think the board will have a conversation about that in February and decide if that's something. Now, sharing dollars can come into play here between a city and a school agency. Mm-hmm. We're maxed out on our sharing money, so it, even though we're going to get that sharing money, I don't know if that's going to be a big advantage to us at this point. But as I roll off and Ogden moves forward and doesn't have a shared superintendent, I mean, that could be something that could be considered in the future as well. So we're considering it, and we're having a conversation with our high school administration and elementary administration to see what they see the benefits would be. So that's a to be determined.
Yeah, and that's going to be
maybe February, March, we'll know that detail.
Have an idea anyway, and it might be not look like a typical SRO kind of program. It might be something else, hybrid. You never know. You get some flexibility in setting up. At least there's an interest. So we'll see how that plays out.
And I always, try to say if there's an interest in doing any kind of partnership with your city agencies, we want to keep those communication lines open. So we're going to discuss it at a future meeting.
Yep. Meanwhile, over at United, I know they got their month started in January. Had a lot of the typical business that's moving forward. And again, they had a couple of different things that were going on over there as well. Both all districts did the at-risk dropout funding request, because that January is when you do that. So so everybody did that, but they started taking a look at some of their rates, some of the things that they charge. And again, those are things that have to do with some of their early childhood service that is available there.
Yeah. we had really fallen behind in our fees for preschool, and we had done that intentionally over the years, just to try, you know, with COVID and to try to pass that on. But you can only, you really can't do that for very long. I mean, we have to have the money so that we can, you know, continue a high level of programming. So we made that adjustment, and I think that will, you know, be be okay. We really are just now in line with neighboring districts, and that's kind of where you want to be. We had something happen, Jim, since I last saw you, that happened over holiday break at United Community. We had some significant water damage when it got so cold. And we had some pipes that broke. And so those beautiful new classrooms down there in the pre-K area. Yeah, we were squishing, I mean, on the carpet. The water was over your shoes in some areas. And so we, a lot of people had to work over holiday break to do some serious cleanup. And kudos to our building and grounds director, Steve Wee, out there, who really organized that and got cleaning crews in and got things ship shape. Because we did, for about a day, think, well, are we going to be able to start school after break? Are we going to be ready? And or do we need to delay that for a day or so? And we were able to get in and get it handled. And of course, we had great support with our insurance agent. And so we're taking care of that. But, you know, that was a little hiccup we didn't need over the holidays.
Don't worry, you were not the only one.
I'm sure.
For some reason, we had a lot of places that found their insulation was not quite what they thought it was going to be. Of course, you just had all the remodeling and stuff that was done, and that you never know what really the bottom end is until you get through all of that. But I know there were a few other places, too, where those were some of the issues.
That's what I heard.
So, well, that's good. Now, did you have, did some of the folks, people come in, volunteer to help, or what?
We had teachers and associates that those that were available, you know, some people weren't even in town.
Yeah.
And so those people that were available really rolled up their sleeves and tried to take care of that. So we were able to get that cleaned up and,
Which is pretty good, because didn't you have some visitors come out there, the chamber come out to take a look at the facility?
We did. We had Redcoats. That was in January.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of fun, and they brought a huge group out. So that was a nice nice to see a lot of those Redcoats.
Yeah. That's one of those where, you know, it's out there that, and they know the it's a school and people are going there. A lot of them probably had not been in there for a number of years. So to see
they haven't been. And the chamber's doing a nice piece right now. She's doing these, I think she's calling them cool school tours. And she's going around all the Boone County schools. And so we're trying to get that scheduled yet this spring here in Ogden.
Yeah.
Where, and it'll, obviously it'll be the Blue Coats over here in Ogden. Yeah. And so I just think that's a really nice public relations piece that, that they're doing.
Yeah, are they all going to go look at the greenhouse? That's what they're going to do. So.
Yeah, they'll probably want to see that. Yeah. So we need to wait for a little bit nicer weather to do this tour.
We'll do that, too. So out at United, you said they weren't going to be looking at the sharing arrangement on superintendent or administratively, at least not right now. Are they going to be, the board's, I'm sure, talking about it?
They are talking about it in this spring. They want to run an ad and look for part-time.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need a full-time superintendent out there. They haven't for a number of years. And so they are in that process of running those ads and seeing what they can do.
Well, I know we've got, you know, they just keep working away at it. That's what we do.
And they know that they can, in the future, they could share again with a variety of districts, you know, have interest in that. So I think they have some pretty good options.
They've got, that's the thing. They've got some flexibility to keep moving forward. Now, I'm guessing all districts are probably, well, everybody was kind of talking about what was going on with the funding bill, and we know that's one of the we've talked about that in the past, too, about the governor's Student First Account Act, I think they called it. Student First Act. Anyway.
Educational Savings Account.
There
that
we
one.
Go. Yeah, that's the one. And in Boone County, we know we've got two schools that are eligible for participation there. And there's a number of students, both at Sacred Heart and Trinity, the parents will be able to have an opportunity there. So it is going to have an impact here in Boone County.
I think it will have a little bit of an impact, but I guess it's yet to be seen. And we've really overlooked a couple of the other things. You know, besides that educational savings account, there were a couple other provisions in there that provides some additional flexibility with some of the categorical funding, specifically the TLC funds, which you may remember. Yep. 7-8 years ago, that came to us in three waves. Yep. Over 3 years as a grant, and then it became part of the funding mechanism. So I think there's going to be some additional opportunities there to pass that on in a different way to teachers in salaries. And then it does extend that operational sharing incentive piece that we talked about for about, I think, another 10 years. And so a couple of important pieces in that bill. The thing that I think we've turned our attention to now, though, is the supplemental state aid. You hear a lot about what is that SSA number going to be, and you hear all the agencies and advocates asking for 5%. Well, we haven't ever had 5%.
Yeah.
And so we know we're asking that. We know what the governor's office is talking about, and we know that it's becoming, I would say, persistently low. I mean, when you look at a 10-year average, and we're getting 2.1% with inflation, and I mean, you think about what we're required to settle on with teachers, and we want to do that and pass that on to teacher salary. I mean, we're getting farther and farther behind, and I just don't understand why people aren't understanding that.
Well, that's the hard part is, you know, teachers, you know, well, we used to have a pool, a sizable pool of, as you mentioned, like for the superintendent's positions. It's much harder to get them. And I know Ogden, like Boone has done, and other school districts too, you're looking at those incentives just for substitutes. What do we do to keep substitutes available and things like that? It's not easy to get them.
The teacher shortage, they've been predicting this, you know, 10 years back.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's well published. Everybody knows how problematic this is, but we don't have a strategy yet. That's the biggest concern at Ogden and United is, are we going to have unfilled positions in our future? We have that situation at United where we have not been able to have a guidance counselor. Now, our principal's been working diligently on that, and I think she will have that problem solved for next year. But I mean, it's getting tricky when we just are not, you know, we're just not producing in our teacher ed programs the number of teachers that we used to. And lots of principals are leaving the profession. They used to go from the principalship to the superintendency.
Yeah.
Now they're leaving the profession. So where is that going to leave us?
Yeah. It's, well, it's, that's a good, that's a question I don't have the ability to answer. It is one of those I see out there. Let's talk a little bit about budget. We've got a couple of minutes. I did want to talk about, obviously, we know that the legislature, again, discovered that the Department of Revenue made a little bit of a calculation error. So for school districts, I'm guessing you guys have a little more time to be able to absorb what changes are going to be coming up. So you get a chance to look at that.
Yeah, we won't certify that till April. So we're just starting January. We started budget workshopping where we started putting some of the details together and really starting to look at, you know, what pieces, you know, are fixed and what are the things that we can really impact as we put that whole thing together. So, you know, another thing that's going to impact this year is going to be insurance. You know, we're talking about, you know, in our pre-renewal meetings and things like that, we're finding out we have some large numbers that are being thrown at us. Well, that's going to impact, you know, it's just going to be a chain reaction of, you know, what money we can pass on to teachers in raises and you know, staffing plans and all of those things fit together. So, yeah, that's what's happening in the superintendent's office and the business office the next 2.5 months.
Sure.
Putting all those details together.
One of them that I've seen, well, obviously fuel for buses, things like that. That's where you're fortunate. They've given you some flexibility in there to move some of those dollars, and that helps a little bit.
Yeah, that was nice to be able to take that out of the general fund, and we did that a few months ago and start paying for some of those pieces out of our management fund, which, I mean, that anything you can do to protect the general fund, I mean, that's really the focus that we look at. So,
well, a lot of work yet to do. Anyway, I know that you got meetings coming. I've got a couple of weeks till your next meetings. I think probably a little less than that, maybe if United meets earlier back at their usual time. But you are going to have a couple of weeks until Ogden meets again. I got plenty of things to keep doing. And by the way, let's talk a little bit about Sydney going wrestling today or this week.
Yeah, we're doing a little send-off this afternoon at, I think, 4 o'clock or 4:40, something like that, for our wrestler that's heading down to the girls' state tournament.
First one, and a lot of excitement. A lot of excitement. We've got three of them all together out of Boone County that are going. I think there's plenty of excitement about this, so look forward to it.
Yeah, that program's just going to explode, and so it's been a lot of fun to see.
All right, Pam, I do appreciate you taking time visiting with us. I know that you've got other things to keep track of and keep doing. So, again, thanks so much for visiting with us and kind of setting us up to know what's going on in both the Ogden and the United School Districts. And we'll look forward to visiting with you again next time, okay?
Thank you, Jim.